Please be seated.
Please pray with me. God, you are a gracious God. You are a compassionate God. God, all we have to do is look to the cross, Lord, and see your grace and your mercy and your compassion. Father, we're grateful for the cross, Lord. We're grateful for time of communion, Lord, that you instructed us to stop and reflect on what it cost Jesus, Lord. As we do that now, Lord, we pray you just work in our hearts and, Lord, that we would just develop a deeper love and appreciation for your grace and compassion to us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Please open your Bibles to Exodus 22. I've been studying through Exodus for the last couple months, and as I've been going through it, God impacted my heart with four simple words. Beginning in Exodus 5, God demonstrates to Israel, his chosen people, his graciousness, his compassion. After 430 years of captivity in Egypt, and while his people were under Pharaoh's rule, God demonstrates his power not only over man and rulers, but over nature. And in chapter 12, he eventually allows his people to break free of that captivity, and he releases them. In Exodus chapter 16, God again demonstrates his graciousness and his compassion as he gives them manna to eat while he leads them through the wilderness. In Exodus 17, he gives them water to drink. He nourishes them. And when the Amalekites attack his people, God strengthens them, and he gives them strength to defeat their attackers. In chapter 20, God graciously gives his chosen people the Ten Commandments. Although they didn't see it, he gives them the Ten Commandments to point them to the cross, to point them to the need, their need for a Savior and the coming Messiah. And in chapter 21, he gives them very detailed instruction, explicit instruction on how to live so that they would prosper, they would thrive, they would lead peaceful lives. And in the middle of this instruction, in 22, verse 27, after he has demonstrated his graciousness over and over and over again for hundreds of years, he says to them four simple and yet profound words, picking up in the last half of verse 27. And it will be that when he cries to me, I will hear. For I am gracious. The ESV translates this, for I am compassionate. He reminds them of his character, for I am gracious, for I am compassionate. He showed them his grace and compassion for hundreds of years. Yet in the middle of this instruction, he stops to remind them then and believers today, for I am a gracious God. For I am a compassionate God. I don't know where you are today, what you're going through today. But I know many in this body are struggling. Job loss, sickness, death, relational conflict, loneliness. But believer, God speaks to you, for I am gracious. Would you please take this time to consider how God has been gracious to you this morning? How's God been gracious to you last week? Last month? How about the last year? Go all the way back to the day you were saved and look at his graciousness on that day. And when you're there, look up to the cross. If you're here today and you would openly confess that you are not a believer in Jesus Christ, that is, your actions, your words would not demonstrate that He is sovereign over your life, would you please take this time to just ask somebody that brought you here, ask somebody up front who that Jesus is, who that compassionate and gracious God is. We just ask you during this time that you would just pass the elements by when they come. This is a time for believers to reflect on that compassionate God, on that gracious God. When you're ready, please take communion on your own. Men will come forward.